You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Tuesday afternoon. Don Day is here from Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Don, thanks so much for taking the time with us. It looks like there will be some rainfall, but that it might be in the southern part of the growing regions of the United States. What can you tell me about it, the potential conditions across the bulk of the Corn Belt as well?
Yeah, you're correct. It's going to be the southern Corn Belt that will be the wettest. The southern areas of Ohio, Kentucky, Tennessee, portions of Missouri here over the next couple of days will see the bulk of it. There's also going to be another area of rain that'll go across the Dakotas, Nebraska, portions of Minnesota, and northwest Iowa. So that leaves the central Corn Belt as an area where there will be a little bit of rain, but nothing excessive.
I was listening to the crop progress reports earlier in the day and just now on the radio, talking from Iowa about conditions there and suggesting that the north central parts of Iowa may have experienced a bit more dryness than producers would like. Will they get a rainfall anytime soon?
Well, some, not a lot. What we're going to see is the western areas of Iowa probably do better. So that north central area is probably an area that, while there's a little bit of rain coming, is likely more than not going to stay a little drier.
On the other hand, they have a really good crop there, so I don't suppose they're terribly worried at this point. Other places around the planet that you have been looking at to see if there are conditions that might not be so good for the fall harvest crops? I'm thinking particular in Europe of France. The corn crop there has been under some really hot and dry conditions. Have those abated yet?
A little bit. A lot of the heat that was making headlines this summer in Europe happened earlier in the summer. And since then, while temperatures are still averaging in most of those areas you just mentioned a bit above normal, there's also going to be some fairly decent rain chances over the next 5 or 10 days. So they are looking at some warm temperatures, but also better chances for precipitation as well.
China raises the second largest corn crop on the planet, that primarily in the northwestern districts of that nation. Appears they have had some dry weather as well, though I'm not certain that they're in terrible condition either.
No, and there is some rain in the forecast for those areas. As mentioned, eastern China is going to be looking at possible hurricane, or what they call their typhoon, coming onshore here in a few days. That's out in the western Pacific, and that may impact some of the southern and eastern growing areas with some heavier rain.
Thank you so much for taking the time with me today. I do appreciate it, Don.
Thank you, Todd.
Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. You've been listening to Illinois Public Media from the Urbana-Champaign campus of the U of I. A couple of things to remind you of. Visit our website and look for the calendar at willag.org. That's willag.org. There you'll find a series of upcoming events, including Thursday of not this week, but next week, 3 Outlook panels. They are in Piatt, DeWitt, and Macon counties, titled Grain Marketing in Challenging Times. This is a combination of Will Ag and University of Illinois Extension, along with the Farm Bureau in the state. Dale Durkles of AgriVisor and Kathy Ekstrand of Stuart Peterson will join us for those 3 events at 7 a.m., 10:30 a.m., and 4 p.m. on Thursday, the 13th day of August. Again, we'll be in DeWitt and Macon and Piatt counties.